All right, 8:40 on a Monday morning. You know, we're into that season now where you're going to be seeing a lot more deer out there, and you want to try and avoid those when you're driving. Joining us right now to talk about how important this is St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and how are you?
I'm doing well. How you been?
I'm doing very well. Very well.
Careful out on the roads with all those deer roaming around.
Well, I tell you, this is the time. Thursday, October 1st. Is the opening of bow season, and the deer get moving, you know, and it's underway. The hunt gets underway, the deer are moving, and I got to tell you, between St. Clair, Sanilac, and Lapeer, it is deer collision country. Just to give you some ideas, yeah. And this will probably shock you, in 2019, we had 968 car deer crashes.
Wow.
968 in just our county. And that's all. Most of them are in a really short period of time. I mean, we're not having car deer crashes in the middle of August, and we're not having them in the middle of January. You know, we're having them in the fall. And that's up in 2018. We had 850. Now look at this. Sanilac County last year had 1,276. 1,276 in 2019.
Wow.
That's a tremendous amount. Now, even more surprising, Lapeer County. Lapeer County, right to our west, and I'm thinking maybe because of the long I-69 corridor, but they had 1,394. I don't mean to laugh, but
yeah, it's just
1,400 cars crashed into deers. 1,400. That tells you right there, and it's got to be running that I-69 at dusk. You know, is where they're wiping them out. No fatal crashes in any of our counties, thank goodness. But I'll tell you, that's always a possibility when you have motorcycles that are riding in the fall, and you know, small cars. Those deers can come into the car. I mean, the terrible things can happen. No doubt about it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, best case scenario, you walk away from the crash uninjured or you know, alive, thankfully, but your car's probably going to be wrecked pretty bad if you have a collision with a deer, isn't it?
Well, I will tell you, I'm one of those 968 last fall. I was driving, and I was out in kind of the rural area. I was on M21 near O'Neill Road in Kenoke Township, and no street lights, and it was just dark, and going about 50, and I looked down to open up a bottle of water. I was just coming back from Goodles Park, and I hit a deer, and I swear I thought I hit a tractor with no lights on. It was so big, so loud. Deployed my airbag, and I had a Ford Taurus I was driving, and it totaled my car. Totaled it. A nice car with only, I think, 80,000 miles. And by the time they did that front-end damage that deer did to that car and replaced the airbag, they wrote it off.
Jeez.
So I'm one of the 968. And it hit so hard, I never saw it coming. I was heading west. It came from the south, from how I could go back and look at it afterwards, landed in the ditch to the north. But never, ever saw it coming. And first thing I thought is I hit a tractor pulling a wagon or something that was out past dark. I was afraid of, my gosh, it killed a farmer. But
yeah.
Thank goodness was not the case. It was a deer. And, boy, it did a job on my car. But I was fine. Had my dog with me. We're out for a walk. Scared my poor dog to death.
I
poor
bet.
Hank. Hank was rattled. Didn't sleep well that night.
I bet. That's a lot for a dog.
It does.
Now, so that was a case, and this is often the case. You just don't even see it coming. It just comes out of nowhere.
Exactly.
But if you do see a deer approaching, or you see it maybe, you know, wandering, you know, in the median or something like that, you know that it might dart out at you. What's the best thing to do?
Well, here's a couple things. You know, be especially careful at dawn and dusk, okay? They're herd animals. They travel in a single file. If you see one, there's likely more to follow. So, you know, keep that in mind. They're known to deer cross in areas that alert you to the possible presence, so you look for those signs, okay? And remember, though, that the deer, they can't read. They may cross the road in other places that aren't marked. And don't rely on your high beam lights or honking your horn to deter them. You just got to really make sure you're awake, you're alert, you're sober, and and slow down. You know, that's the case this time of evening. You know, there's less response time if you're going fast, but don't swerve. You know, you brake firmly, hold the steering wheel, bring your vehicle to a controlled stop. If you can't avoid it, don't swerve, because people end up going into culverts, getting their car launched, rolling their cars over, hitting large trees. So don't swerve. And when you hit it, just pull off the road, turn on your emergency flashers, and call our office. Report the crash to the nearest police department. And remember, buckle up. That's your greatest defense in an accident, is buckle up. The second is speed. But, you know, drive reasonable. Don't do anything crazy when you see one. Slow down, brake firmly. If you're going to hit it, so be it. But so much more can go if you swerve. You know, you can go into the wrong lane of traffic. All kinds of bad things happen to cars when they leave the roadway.
Yeah, absolutely. Be safe and avoid serious injury. It seems like everybody, if they haven't hit a deer already in Michigan, it's something that almost seems destined to happen. Not everybody does, but certainly, and knock wood, I haven't had that experience, but I've had some close calls where they're nearby. I mean, everybody's seen them out there.
I've hit two, and both with work cars. One was a Chevy Tahoe with a brush guard on the front, and I was running down I-69 in a police car in the evening, heading west, and it came out of the medium heading north, and it went right across. I was in the left lane and unavoidable, and didn't do nearly the damage to that vehicle because it was a big full-size SUV with the police brush guard on front, than it did the little Taurus. But and it was another one. It was totally unavoidable. You know, it was sitting in the wooded area between east and westbound lanes, and there's just no way to see it. And it darted for whatever reason, and there I was. And, we just hope, we're on a good run with nobody getting seriously injured. And really, those motorcyclists, be careful. Please be careful on those bikes. It's a beautiful time to ride bikes, but, you know, when those leaves start falling, the concrete gets a little more slippery, and dew gets on the ground. It's just, you got to be careful, and deer play a big part on those traumatic injuries on motorcyclists.
Absolutely. Pay attention to your surroundings and stay safe. Appreciate the information, Sheriff. Good stuff to share, especially as we get into the season where we're going to see just tons of these animals out there.
Absolutely. All right, my friend. Keep us posted in anything we can do.
All right. Appreciate that. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.